Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Yeah, you're in the loop here on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you rocking with us here on this Wednesday. A little bit of Fleetwood Mac to get you going as we keep rolling around here. I was like, is this Fleetwood Mac? It is Fleetwood Mac.
Yes.
For a second there, I had doubted myself. Something I do not doubt is the visual sign of number 12 out there on the practice field. Yes, Nico Collins is practicing today, and he's wearing a Guardian cap.
Okay.
To protect the noggin.
Is he going to wear it in the game?
He should.
I don't mind those things.
I don't understand why people be kind of, I don't want to say ashamed.
They be out there looking like lollipops. That's why.
Do you want to be safe or not?
I was just going to say, I think sadly, you know, the appearance, the aesthetics is what makes their decision for him.
I mean, we know
this. It should not.
No, it shouldn't. It's just like all the dudes in the NBA that can't shoot free throws. And it's like Rick Barry's looking at them like, hey, do the granny shot. Yeah. They're like, how dare you?
How about 97%?
Right. It's like, how dare you ask me to look uncool? It's like, but it works.
You know what else look cool? Yeah. Not wearing the seatbelt. Just driving down. So we'll put the seatbelt on, man.
Put the damn seatbelt on.
Yeah.
So it'll be interesting to see if he does that. I guess just tangentially, it did make me think, you know that like the Guardian cap actually isn't like the safest helmet kind of thing that we have out there. However, the NFL requires that any of these kind of technologies go through extensive testing before they implement it. Mm-hmm. So there are some, I believe Virginia Tech has another helmet that's been worked on out there that is trying to go through that extensive testing to be utilized. Yeah,
it'll happen.
But yeah, Guardian cap on Nico Collins, who is out there at practice today, which that is very exciting to see. In addition to that, I saw that Jakob Johnson has been designated to return from IR. So there's a fullback, tight end type player.
Yeah.
I don't know if he'd be, just the designation, I don't know if he'll return for this game, but there you go, on the comeback to try and see if you have some players to help in that tight end fullback type realm. Now, when you talk about adding players back, that's cool and all, but those are all inside the building. You're running out of time to add any players from outside of the building. The trade deadline fast approaches, ladies and gentlemen. We're about to turn the calendar to November. And November 4th, I believe, is Election Day, but it's also trade deadline day in the National Football League. And so, you know, we kind of got to look at that. Like, should the Texans buy, sell, or hold in a way? I know that's more of a baseball perspective, but
yeah,
I think that we can apply that to the Texans here.
So here's where it gets interesting to me. If you ask that question today, should the Texans buy, sell, or hold today, you would probably say, by and large, hold.
Yeah.
Probably by and large, hold. If they lose on Sunday and go to 3-5, and the Colts are sitting there at 7-1, and you're ninth in the AFC in the playoff picture, and only seven teams get in, and you still have the Bills, Chiefs, Chargers and Colts twice, that might flip on its ear.
If they get
one
victory
game
this weekend?
If they lose.
Or if they lose. Yeah. I mean,
like right now, they're going to be 500 if they win. And you're like, either hold or buy, right? either hold or buy. You can get another piece, you know, here and there that kind of
right.
gets you in. And if they lose one game, and if they lose, they're 3-5, and they're looking up at the 7-1 Colts, and they're ninth in the AFC.
Right, because
that,
I mean,
could flip to sell.
There is something to be said for if you get that victory, you're right there. You face the Jags a couple times, they're ahead of you. You face the Chiefs, they're ahead of you. You'll face the Chargers, they're ahead of you. You'll face the Bills, they're ahead of you. Not like you're going to like knock them off necessarily in some what's the damn name? Punch Mike Tyson's punch out type of way, right? You're not going to climb the ladder that way necessarily. But it gives you you're maintaining a level of distance where it gives you an opportunity to really claw back, get some tiebreakers, and give yourself an opportunity to compete, and then that would justify you strengthening it. I think the one thing that I think is probably off the table is sell.
I don't agree necessarily.
Really,
but state your case, because I will say this: I think that one game, if you're 3-5. That means a lot of the things that maybe we saw on, or some of the things that maybe we saw on Sunday, didn't stick.
The reason, you know? The reason why I say I think sell is off the table here for this Texans team is, even if this ultimately lands as this was just a setback bad season, where they are in the trajectory of their team is they're still pushing towards being a winning, really good team.
But I think you can justify sell in that case.
In what ways, if you don't
mind? You have 8 picks this year.
Okay.
7 picks next year. You have 2 fourth rounders this coming draft.
Okay.
You're like I said, you'd be 3-5 in either 9th or 10th in the AFC.
Yeah.
Steep hill to climb. You almost sort of say, yeah, we're going to compete. We're going to try to win. But realistically, you're thinking we might have 9 or 10 wins. I mean, 10 losses. At some point, you might say, you know what? Let's go ahead and sell a piece here and get another draft pick back. You know what I mean? I'm not going to give you the who.
Yeah.
I'm not going to give you. I don't know the
no,
who.
No, I know that, but I would just like sale can be something small.
Yes,
it could be like a Christian Kirk.
Who's the king of something small? Nick Caserio. Give me another 6th round pick. Give me another 5th round pick.
I would, but if it's like I said, it depends who it is. If it's like a Christian Kirk, I wouldn't look at that as like, oh man, they blowing the team up or anything.
Which
like
Christian
that.
Kirk is a great example.
If you're selling,
but
it
if it's like Danielle Hunter,
no, God, no, not
that. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, no, what type of sale are we talking?
No, I'm talking about that kind of sale, because like realistically, and again, we all hope they win and they're buyers, you know, or at least hold. And all of a sudden you're back in the wild card chase, and maybe, you know, if lightning strikes the division and all that, we're all hoping for that. But if you lose, my point on this buy, sell, or hold is like this one game could change your entire outlook.
Sure. Now, I think there are some cases to buy even in the case of a loss. And interestingly enough, obviously the timing sets up well. ESPN put together an NFL trade deadline story where they obviously went through every team and, you know, what are some moves or some things that can happen, right? Add, subtract, sit out in that same buy, sell, hold type thing. A interesting thought process when it comes to position of need. Clearly, we've seen people talk about running back depth. Tight end depth is clearly one that we've talked about today and obviously just in hit. How about center?
Oh, offensive line, just period.
Yeah, but like specifically center.
Yeah, center.
Where Jake Andrews is 30th amongst qualifying centers in pass protection, pass block win rate, and then 26th in run block win rate. That seems to fit my eyes. I haven't loved him necessarily, although the appeal seems to be him having a better understanding, ability to call, you know, call protections, things of that nature. Getting better there at center could also be a thing where it's not just getting better for this year, but starting to figure out what your offensive line is going forward, especially because there's such a small window for improving your offensive line, especially when teams might be willing to move off. And I look over at the Las Vegas Raiders, who look down bad and like they might be willing to move some pieces. Jaxson Powers-Johnson is over there on that offensive line. And if they are willing to move off of him, that's a talented player that maybe you can add. Now, he's not a sure bet, as Seth Walder writes for ESPN, and I would have to agree. However, if you're going to take flyers, that might not be a bad one to take in its time where the Raiders are selling things off. They don't have a ton of leverage, so maybe you can get Powers-Johnson at a little bit of a discount, and you can test that out over the remainder of the season, even if you're in a place where you know you're not going to contend in a real way this season.
Well, I think that is very sound reasoning. The thing is, if you lose, you know, again, you got the Bills, Chiefs, Chargers, and Colts twice. That's not even to mention the other games you have. like against, what do they have, the Cardinals and the Jags once and all that stuff.
Yeah.
So you're looking at 9 or 10 losses. 9 or 10 losses is not going to get you anywhere. Not going to get you anywhere, especially with the way the AFC is breaking right now. So if you win, all of a sudden, you obviously that's your first kind of real, you know, streak, so to speak, of the season. I know they won the two with Titans and Ravens, but like the first real one is, hey, we just beat the, you know, we just beat the Niners and the Broncos. You know, that's it would feel a lot better, and maybe you could hold or buy. But if you lose, I think you're very much looking at 9 or 10. And what's another good way to get offensive linemen? Accumulate draft picks.
713-572-4610. Does two in a row count as a streak? I'm just going to put
that
there.
That's called a win streak.
Now, if you want to talk about selling, maybe I did not give enough credit to the idea. You have some depth in some places that has exhibited itself in as being somewhat superfluous, especially now that you have guys coming back healthy. Names like Darrell Taylor, who clearly has fallen out of favor pass rushing wise, comes up. Does Christian Harris fall in that line, especially ahead of him? You know, you're not. I don't think you're in a place where you're going to extend him.
I think you're out of
the time of extending him. He was a healthy scratch once you finally got him back last year. This year, there's a lot of healthy scratch in here as well.
Mm-hmm.
This just feels like Christian Harris is not a guy that you're going to extend. And so if that's the case, maybe get something for him.
Yeah.
But Damian Pierce is also another one of those guys that I think they finally might have come to terms with what his actual place is here.
Mm-hmm.
And maybe he's still young enough and still has a little bit of value to where you can squeeze something
so
out of
him. So you kind of see what I'm saying here.
There's some pieces.
This one game might change a lot.
But I actually don't think that hinges on this game. I think that all those pieces I'd be willing to part with even if you
ultimately
win.
Yes. But I'm talking about like before trade deadline. Before trade deadline.
No, I know.
Before you can maybe get more. You want to trade Damian Pierce and Christian Harris before the trade deadline if you feel like you're in contention?
Yeah, that's tough because those guys end up being depth guys.
But if you're 3-5, all of a sudden you're looking at it like, I don't know.
I mean, the Pierce one, that feels like a precursor to going and buying as well because the Breece Hall thing does sound greatly appealing, especially when you look at this Texans team. As much as we've given credit to Woody Marks and what he's been able to do, Nick Chubb obviously just a consummate professional. They're not great running the football.
Yeah.
Efficiency-wise, they're below average.
Mm-hmm.
And some of this is we're trying to cheer them on, but we can be honest about
They've
it.
They've had moments.
We were expecting a Joe Mixon offense to help, you know, raise the tides of what this running game is. I ain't expecting them to come back. Thankfully, we got proof of life at the game on Sunday with, I think, B. Scott saw him out there, I think, in the suite or like the club level or whatever.
Yeah.
But I don't think he's coming back this season. Like, I'm not, you know, holding my breath for it.
Mm-hmm.
I'm certain that they have an understanding, even though we don't. And if they know, and if you can move off of Damian Pierce, that feels like the right swap to make for a player that can be impactful and can be here, as opposed to Damian Pierce, where I think we know that he's not impactful.
Yeah, and the 832 says we can also look at this a different way. Who do the Bills, Chiefs, Broncos, Colts have to play? I agree, but I think we look at those games a lot differently at 4-4 than we do 3-5.
Oh, without question.
Yeah.
Without question, right? Like, again, just a lot of traffic ahead of you, right? Mm-hmm. Talk less of 4-4. You know, in theory, you can win some games to get to the 9-10 wins, like really 10 wins that are going to be right in that place where you go, or we have a chance to go to the playoffs. But those things work a lot better in a year where maybe you have a couple of dominant teams taking up some of the, like, just the finite number of wins that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
There's a lot of teams in the middle this year.
Yes.
So that means there's going to be when the CBS and Fox and whoever puts up that graphic of in the hunt, there's a lot more teams and there's a lot more names that
you
have to try and cross.
Don't you mean enter the
chat? No, I don't mean that. Thank you, Grandpa, for that one. But no, I think that makes it a lot more difficult, and it's more reason why it's incumbent on you to try and get some things done. Somebody said trade Joe Mixon.
Hey, I'm for it.
I don't think you can. However,
got to start planning for the future a little bit at running back.
Oh, for sure.
Hey, man, we were talking about the number of carries that Joe Mixon was getting last year.
Yeah.
And now another pretty major injury that we'd also have no idea what it actually is.
I was going to ask you, what is the major injury?
That's not the craziest thing in the world.
I'll let you know when the time's right. Yeah,
but I think if you're really talking by like the expensive type things, what do you have in mind? Are there any that come in mind to you? Because I mean, Breece Hall might be one of those. David Njoku is probably one of those for me.
Njoku, and actually, there's been a little—I don't know if it's a rumor or a report—but I saw his name mentioned with the Texans yesterday. Njoku would be one. Breece Hall would be one.
Like right now, we're standing outside the department store looking at the fancy ones.
We're thinking we're gonna get a win here. Sunday. Going to be back in it, you know, full-fledged, and maybe get a couple pieces here. I don't think you can go offensive line at this point. First of all, they're really – I know you mentioned the Raiders, you know, was he a center? Yes,
yeah, Jackson Power Johnson, the center, yeah. Yeah. Well, he played at Oregon, if memory serves.
But that's really difficult. Then you're mixing in another guy into the rotation at the along the offensive
line. I mean, they're comfortable rotating offensive line. I don't know what you're talking about.
But, yes, running back and tight end, and beyond that, I think you're – you know, you're pretty good. You're pretty good, other than the offensive line, which I don't think you're going to mess with too much right now. That's an off-season thing.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, yeah. Look, this is going to get really interesting. I think we're going to have to watch this space. And people are moving. Like, we've seen a couple of trades already happen yesterday.
The Patriots really moving.
Which is interesting because
they 6-2?
Mm-hmm. Or, not what, 6-2.
Yeah. Which they're buying because they're... That's kind of what we're talking about here.
They traded a couple of players. I know they traded a safety.
Kyle Duggar.
Yeah,
Kyle Duggar. Thank you. And there was another play that they traded away.
It was a defensive end, right?
Yeah. So yeah, that find that interesting. But ultimately, I think this is going to be. I'll watch the space closely because this is going to tell us a little bit more about how this team thinks about this roster and how they think about themselves. Because again, and I think you're right. This Sunday game will do a little bit to also impact. And shift the way that Nick Caserio goes about it. But, yeah, seems like a lot of people obviously interested in Breece Hall. And shout out to Frank on the YouTube who's like, Joe Mixon is coming back. I would love the confidence.
I would, too.
That you are demonstrating in that place. I can't get there, but it would be nice. I would love to see Joe Mixon back with this team. It would be very helpful in that climb that you're trying to make to try and get into the playoffs. All right, you're in the loop right here on Sports Radio 610. Coming up next, about that time where we hand things off, to one Figgy Fig for the mixtape. What you got, man?
Yeah, so we got Halloween right around the corner. It's actually on Friday. And I got a list of iconic TV costumes that just were sold at an auction. And I'm going to give you those costumes and the price.
Oh, boy.
Ooh, okay. Let's do that next.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands, or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Yes, it is Figgy Smith's Tape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. It's your man Figgy Fig holding it down on a Wednesday. Happy Wednesday to everyone out there. Man, that popcorn smelled good.
Dude, I just said something to Reggie.
I surprised y'all don't smell this popcorn through the radio,
I
man.
I do. I just told Reggie before we came back, because that's one of the best smells.
So pulling the curtain back, somebody popped some popcorn around here, and I did not leave my studio at all.
Mm-hmm.
So it'd be one thing if I opened the door and I smell it.
It's seeping through the windows.
I want some popcorn, man. I'm about to go around. Who popping popcorn?
By the way, let's make this into a text in 713-572-4610. What is the best and worst food smells to smell at work?
Yes, the microwave smell.
Yeah. Popcorn isn't bad.
Popcorn's way up there.
It gets you the ladies, man. Yeah, people does. Start coming around your desk.
You're like, ooh, popcorn.
What you got?
That's a great point. Everybody want to come talk
to
you now.
Hey, what's up, buddy? What's up?
Let me get a handful of
that popcorn.
Yeah.
The other thing is the obvious fish or anything like
that.
Who warming up fish?
Yeah, you hate that. You hate that.
Yeah, who got seafood in here? But yeah, salute to whoever popping that popcorn around here.
Mm-hmm.
So I ran across this list of, I guess, a collection of classic TV costumes.
Okay.
And they just sold at a recent auction. So I'm going to go through the list of all the ones that sold. So the first one on this list is Batman and Robin costumes. These are the ones that was worn by Adam West and
Burt
Ward.
Oh, the TV version.
Oh, 66? Batman 66?
Yeah.
I love this.
In the 1960s.
Mm-hmm.
Sold for $575,000.
I think that's worth every penny. If you got the money, Adam West Batman costume? Now, you and I aren't going to be buying that.
Of course not.
But, like, if you know, that is...
Why not? You got it.
You guys know it. Yeah, sure.
Money bags over here. You got it.
I mean,
he almost slipped up and said, yeah, but.
I almost got him. He's close.
I mean, but not right now. You are a baby. You're 33 years old.
That is correct. You know, the 33. I wouldn't say the baby, but okay.
But, and you know Adam West.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
but
legendary.
I'm also cultured, you know. That's,
well, this is true.
Yeah.
Excuse me. No, it's legendary. That 100%. One, I'm not even going to blink an eye at that.
That would be worth the money.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, got you.
Mm-hmm.
The Joker's costume worn by is it Cesar Romero?
Cesar Romero, yeah.
Yeah.
How much?
$212,000.
Ooh. I think it's almost in the same category.
Really?
Almost in the same, but Batman's better. Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Next on this list is Batman's Batarang?
The Batarang, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, $50,000. That's sold for $50,000.
From that same show, from that same time.
I'm not sure if it's from the same
show.
I'm guessing it is.
That's a plastic prop.
Well, that's what I was going to ask, because depending on which Batarang we're talking about, are we talking about like Christopher Nolan, where it was clear that they made them joints for real?
Mm-hmm.
Right? If we're talking about one of them Batarangs from like Dark Knight, trilogy?
That's different. Oh yeah.
Yeah.
I thought this was still from.
It could be. It might be. It didn't say. Just say Batman's. Next on this list, Wonder Woman's costume.
Linda Carter or
yes, Linda Carter. Yeah.
$7 billion.
All right. See, when you went that high, it made me think that you were gonna sniff the material. That's what my brain heard.
This is also a clue in the Lasso of Truth.
I would tell her everything.
So this one sold for $225,000.
Why does your wife put up with you?
I don't know.
Today you have told us that you broke her arm wrestling.
No, dislocated her shoulder.
Oh, okay, my bad. Because that's so different.
Yeah.
And then you did that. Okay, all right.
Yeah, this one is my favorite right here. Two of Fonzie's leather jackets.
Oh, yeah, that's big money.
How much?
This one went for, one of them went for $87,000 and the other one went for $75,000.
Maybe I think they're all
you
worth it.
You think it's worth
yes.
it?
Yes.
I would consider the Fonzie jacket,
yeah.
The leather jacket.
Yeah.
The only thing that's tough is that I personally, and maybe my sensibilities aren't everybody's, if I personally buy something for like five figures, I want you to know immediately when you see it. And I feel like leather jacket might be one that have to be like, but, hey, but you know whose leather jacket this is?
Well, it would have to be on display with a picture of him wearing it.
But see, that'd be a cool conversation starter, though. Like, hey, I got the leather jacket from the Fonz, mm-hmm. man.
Yeah.
Yeah, no, but then also, I know there's a non-0% chance that someone looks at you and go, man, that ain't the real leather jacket from the Fonz.
I got John Voight's car.
Yeah, I bet you do. Thank you. By the way, I did watch Seinfeld. I went to bed an hour and a half later than I should have because I watched about four or five episodes of Seinfeld after I got done with my night.
Yeah. All right. So you got Captain Kurtz, his Starfleet uniform.
Oh yeah, big
gold,
one.
Star Trek.
Yeah, the gold. Yeah,
yeah, this is six figures.
And this
easily.
Was this was worn by William Shatner, by the way. Actually, not six figures. It's actually five figures.
No
way. $500.
The way that Trekkies are?
Yeah, that's a surprise.
That sounds like a downright deal.
That's a bargain.
I think everybody probably went broke getting the rest of the stuff that's on the top of this list. Jeannie's Parker, is it Harmon?
Jeannie, oh, you're talking about the harem costume?
Yeah, from I Dream of Jeannie.
Barbara Eden.
Yeah, this was worn by her.
Yeah, Barbara Eden.
Yeah, $42,500.
Bargain. Bargain. That ran a long time.
That would be cool.
That would be cool
to see.
That show ran a long time.
Yeah, I actually like that show. Mm-hmm. Herman Monster costume worn by Fred Gwynn.
Big money.
$37,500.
That one feels like a cool one.
that does. But see, you also have to put on the makeup and the...
Ah, fair. Good point.
But you got the clothes and all that stuff. Mm-hmm.
That's a good point. I wasn't thinking about all that.
And then the next one is Maxwell Smart's shoe phone, worn by Don Adams on Get Smart.
That used to be so funny. His foot would ring and he'd have to cross his leg and answer his phone.
This one sold for $35,000.
That's probably too much for that.
Yeah.
That's the only one.
We probably hit too much for me right about like number seven on the list.
Yeah.
That's probably for me.
Yeah. Yeah. But, yeah, man, I thought that was kind of cool that they even still had those costumes like that. Yeah. The original ones.
From the 346. God knew what he was doing making me broke. I would have bought
all
some of
that stuff.
All right, it's the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. So remember a couple weeks ago we discussed the New Orleans inmates who escaped?
Yeah.
So apparently we have a similar story to this that happened in Mississippi. This one might be a little scarier, though.
Oh, no.
So here is ABC6 in Philly with this story about...
Philadelphia, Mississippi. Is what you're saying.
No, ABC6 is Philadelphia, Pennsylvania.
Oh, I thought you said in Mississippi.
Yeah, it is in Mississippi.
Yeah, this is in Mississippi, but the ABC6 in Philly.
There is a Philadelphia, Mississippi.
Yeah, I believe you.
Yeah, that's where Marcus Dupree went to high school.
Oh, okay.
All right, but here's a story on this crazy situation that happened in Mississippi.
Tonight, the urgent search for dangerous research monkeys that escaped from the wreckage of a crash on a Mississippi highway.
We got 21 monkeys that was on this, we got five of them on the run.
Video showing several monkeys crawling in the grass. Heavily armed officers responding to the scene. Authorities say a truck carrying nearly two dozen rhesus monkeys from Tulane University overturned on Interstate 59 in Jasper County. At least six monkeys escaping. Officials warning they might be aggressive towards people and were potentially infected with hepatitis C, herpes, and COVID.
Wow. Neutralize something out here in a minute.
And late today, police confirming all but one of the escaped monkeys had been euthanized for public safety reasons, adding they're still actively searching for that one monkey still on the loose. Well, the monkeys that did not escape from the truck are said to be okay and accounted for.
This is that movie. What was the
all I heard was Ape Stronger Together. That's all I heard. Yeah. Ape Strong Together is all I heard, man.
That one's still out there? How long you think it's going to be before this is
10,000 years. Because we about to be in Planet of the Apes. I seen the documentary on this.
Caesar.
I know how this goes. I want it noted, by the way, before I talk about anything else. They said that's from Tulane University. Where's Tulane University at?
New Orleans.
New Orleans just steady giving us these,
I know,
huh?
Man. Yeah. Man. Outbreak. Outbreak is the movie.
Oh, really? Okay.
That was about the monkey that had some disease or something. But this is COVID, hepatitis C, and herpes.
They were just doing them monkeys wrong, man.
These monkeys, to be fair, get around. I'm on the monkey side right now. No, not the monkeys get around. They was injecting them boys with that. They were like, we will not stand.
That's what I'm saying. They doing them wrong. Hey, here, try this. Hey, take this.
We will not stand for being injected with no money.
Let me inject you with some AIDS.
Yeah, I'm out of here.
We try out. This, man.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Another day, another trend. So have you heard about this stay-at-home sons trend?
I have not.
What stay-at-home sons.
Yeah, I didn't know anything about this.
Are these busters that can't get jobs and just live in their parents' basements?
Well, let's go to Fox 5 in Atlanta with this new trend, and they will explain what the hell this is.
A new trend is picking up steam. Stay-at-home sons. These young men, dubbed trad sons or hub sons, okay, are opting out of the rat race to take on full-time homemaker duties for their parents in exchange for room and board. A family therapist tells the New York Post that the shift may be fueled by insecurity and instability, with some young men feeling safest under mom and dad's roof in an uncertain world. And they're not alone. One in three U.S. adults age 18 to 34 now lives at home. Experts say it's fine as long as it's a pit stop and not the destination. So could you get on board with being or having a stay-at-home son?
So, Reggie, could you be a stay-at-home son?
I mean, yes and no. Look, man, housing prices out here are devious.
Yeah.
If I need to be at home with the parents, I'd be at home with the parents. What I don't get is, don't get out here and try and like, don't get here and try and market it. Don't try and market the fact that you at home with your people. We used to have shame.
Hey, let's
shame
do
used
this
to
trend.
Be a tool that we had.
Hey, let's jump in on this trend, guys. Let's stay at home with our parents.
It's not a trend.
Well, it is a trend, but it's not like, it's not a cool happening thing.
They're
right?
trying to market this as a trend, though.
No, but this thing in itself is not a trend. These are the lazy SOBs that live in their mom's basement and play video games and are on message boards. That's what this is.
Wait, okay, so I'm not gonna lie, I did get a little distracted in it. Did they say that these dudes are like actively not working?
Yeah, yes, they're stopping their job to be a stay-at-home.
My bad.
They just slapped a title on it and said, "Hey, this is cool. Let's call it a trend."
Okay, so my bad. I cannot be a stay-at-home son because I would feel too much shame.
Yes.
Which, again, a reminder, this is why shame exists, to stop us from being bums. You know what I mean? Like, I think that some shame is bad, and I think we need to acknowledge that as a society, but not all of it is. And this is what happens when we eviscerate all the shame because people do some dumb stuff like this.
I couldn't even stay home. I couldn't even stay with my mother, man. Like, if I had to stay with my mother, I'm like, you know what? Yeah. I'm going to try to figure it out.
Right.
I think I just been away for so long, like just been living on my own for so long, I can't see myself living with my mother.
And how many of those chores actually get done? They're going to cook and clean. Yeah, sure they are.
I mean, I sure hope so, because I know I can't speak for anybody else's situation, familial wise, and how they grew up, or whatever. I just know. Ain't no way it's flying in my mama's house.
Nope.
I'm sitting around not doing nothing. Dude, you better clean something.
Man, my mother going to make me do everything. She's going to treat me like a butler.
100%.
Yes. Boot man, can you get my water?
And the first time you're like,
I'll get my purse.
The first time you're like, I can't. Like, what you doing?
Yeah.
What got you so tired around this
yeah.
house?
Yeah.
Because I know you're not going to no job.
Yeah, exactly.
But man, go pass me the remote over there.
Yes.
I'm all the way in the other room.
Yes.
Nah, man. I couldn't do that, man. Mm-hmm. I'm good. I will keep working till the day I die before I stay with somebody. Yeah, that's anybody, to be honest.
Remember, shame is a powerful tool in
yes,
society.
Yes, it is.
Yes. All right, I'll get y'all out of here on this. It's the Mixtape in the Loop, Sports Radio 610. Remember a few weeks ago I played the kids from the UK trying the brisket for the
yes.
first time?
Yeah.
Well, they are back, and this time they are trying Southern sweet tea and the thing we know as the little biscuits and gravy.
Oh, this is going to be fun.
Yeah, so here is, I guess, their reaction to what sweet tea and biscuits and gravy is.
What do you normally have a biscuit in the UK with?
Cup of tea.
Cup of tea. In the South, they've also developed their own culture for biscuits and tea.
They put gravy in tea now.
No. You don't have tea with gravy. It's Southern tea.
First thoughts, I thought it was Coke.
Looks like a Coke, doesn't it?
Why is it cold if it's tea?
I'm very reluctant.
Is this your first ever iced tea?
Yeah. I know, right? We haven't experienced life yet.
Wow.
So this is before they even tried it. So they just looking at it, they say it looked like a Coke.
Well, and here's the other thing. Biscuits in the UK are like cookies.
Yeah.
They're not like.
Sure.
Yeah.
That's not. It's not like cookies. That's what they call
them. Yeah.
Yeah. So here is their reaction to trying the sweet tea.
Okay.
That's nice. That's proper nice. Yeah. This one. Yeah. This is the winner. Yeah. This is better. All right. Them.
Iced tea is so good. Oh, my days.
Really sweet. I really like it.
You know what? I think that's better than hot tea.
Wow.
If I gave this to like my mom and dad, if they didn't like this more, we would have problems.
Oh, wow.
You hear that, Theo's parents?
Okay.
Oh, that's so good. It's more sugary than Coke, but I think it's a lot better.
Oh, it's definitely more sugary than Coke.
That already.
It's quite nice.
It's quite
nice. There's a lot of sugar.
A
lot of sugar. By the end of this, I'm going to be bouncing off the walls.
Yeah.
Do you have any more of this?
Yeah.
You want more tea? Your teachers are not going to like us later today. How does that compare to the tea and biscuits that you know?
Uncomparable. It's like comparing a Ferrari with a Ford.
Yikes. They're in. They're in. They're all in.
We got to get some people from the UK just hang out with us, and we just take them to all the Houston Staples.
Yep.
Take them to Breakfast Club. Take them to just every staple in Houston.
Yeah, give them all that stuff. We're going to check back in on these people.
Yeah.
In a couple of years, they're going to weigh like 350 pounds.
Yeah, that's the thing. All them places around the world be talking about us like, oh, look at you fat Americans. Like, hey come over here and taste this and see.
We work hard at it.
Come over there and taste
this
and see.
What is this brisket?
Yeah, like there's a reason why we all fat, because we be making all this fatty stuff taste delicious. That's why. All right, there you go. Figgy's Mixtape, 1:20 p.m. every weekday right here on Sports Radio 610. At the Figgy Fig on social media if you see something that you find to be mixtape worthy. And going back to where we started, seafood, it seems to be the winner when it comes to the smell that you most dislike in the workplace. Second behind that is burnt popcorn.
Popcorn can be the best and worst.
Yeah. And then someone said the worst is cauliflower because it smells like a fart. I did not ever.
That's broccoli, man. Just broccoli, cauliflower. Nah, if you warm that up, it do smell like that.
Yeah. All right. Coming up next is get ready to hand things off to the fellas of the drive. We'll do it next. Yeah, it's been a fun Wednesday here in the Loop on Sports Radio 610. Appreciate you guys rocking with us all day long. Coming up here in just a moment, we'll hand things off to the fellas of the drive. But before that, I want to remind you that practice going on today, first day of practice, and already good signs. As I mentioned, Nico Collins is out there on the practice field donning his Guardian cap.
Mm-hmm.
Christian Kirk also out there. So, you know, it seems like we are probably trending towards having that full complement of players, which I imagine is a good thing.
Well, it's going to be a fun game.
Is there anything in your head that thinks that this might be a bad thing? Because, you know, we've seen this team with their full complement make the wrong decision, at least in our estimation, in how they deployed assets, especially if you look at number 14, Jalen Knoll, and things of that nature.
Knoll is the one that I would maybe pause a little bit on, but I I'd rather have those, especially Kirk. I think we're mainly talking about Kirk here. We know everybody.
Yeah, nobody's going to be mad about it. If Nico Collins comes back, will they make bad decisions?
Now they're bringing Nico back? Oh, boy. No, but I think they'll find a way to have Kirk and Noel, you know, both fit in.
Now, the interesting part of this, however, and I'm seeing this obviously from people that were out there, Aaron Wilson is where I'm immediately looking at this at. Nico Collins, Christian Kirk back. Dalton Schultz sideline.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to be a big deal. Now, of course, kind of the cool thing is that you saw this team, even without Dalton Schultz really impacting the game last week, really be able to move the football. But it's hard to ignore that Dalton Schultz has been one of the most consistent receivers for C.J. Stroud this season. Bringing back Dalton Keene to this squad, and you know, maybe even possibly getting Jakob Johnson, depending on how quickly his return to play is. That becomes even more important, and I don't even know how much it can be a facsimile, because all these players we're talking about are back end of the room type guys, where Dalton Schultz is probably your one front end of the room.
I mean, he's
guy
he's a weapon. He's one of your weapons.
Yeah.
But it does make me think about what we were talking about it earlier. Like, does it make you wonder if there's anything going on? Well, clearly there is something going on with Dalton Schultz. What did he have? He had like an eye thing, and was it
was
an
shoulder,
abdomen?
It was the shoulder. Yeah, it was that shoulder thing that he was dealing with. I remember him clutching at that.
Yeah.
Was it last game or the game prior? But yeah, he's been, as much as Dalton Schultz will get some
look, he's
hatred,
been good, man.
He's been good. He's been mm-hmm. fairly tough in mm-hmm. the way that he operates. So I hope that, you know, whatever toughness exists there demonstrates itself where, you know, maybe they give him some rest, maybe allow him to like kind of rejuvenate a little bit through the week and then get him geared up for the game. He's a vet. He knows what he's supposed to do. It feels like he's been one of the guys, the pass catchers, that has the best grasp on what his role is in this offense. And so I hope that he doesn't need as much of that on-field time in order to get out there on Sunday and be able to produce.
And again, you know, they have other tight ends they brought in. Dalton Keene, we talked about. And practice squad.
But the thing about
insurance.
It doesn't feel like the same. Like, it feels like liability insurance. You know what I mean? Yeah. Right? Where
you're not going to really get anything out of it.
You're not actually getting the value, right? Like, if Dalton Keene is out there, and I know that there's steps beyond this, like Harrison Bryant would get those snaps, right?
Yeah.
But if Dalton Keene is out there at tight end, you're not getting the same level of production at tight end as Dalton Schultz.
No.
Like, that's clearly not the same thing. So it's bodies, which mm-hmm. would be good, but really hoping for Dalton Schultz to be feeling well against this, admittedly, very good, at least on paper, Denver Broncos team that you'll be seeing at NRG on Sunday. We started the show kind of with the interesting what if, like what would have happened if D'Amico Ryans ended up in Denver and Sean Payton ended up here. I want to hit you with a different what if. This is kind of interesting. It's a what if every one possession NFL game had flipped.
Oh, I've seen some numbers on this over the years, and it's always extreme. I mean, I think 2 years ago, the Texans was one of those teams.
You say what? It's 2 years ago. How about this year?
This year?
Because you remember, like, all of games that the Texans have lost have been one-score games.
Mm-hmm.
So, in a what-if situation where all of the one-score games have flipped, the Texans would be 6-0, right? Like, and I know we know better than to just go off of that, because the Texans' one-score games have looked very much like you got beat, but it was a one-score game, as opposed to what we typically think of a one-score games where it's like, oh, you were right there and anything could have happened.
Especially Seattle.
If that did happen, the Texans would be number two in the AFC behind Kansas City, who also has only lost one-score games.
That was the one I was thinking of. Last year was the Chiefs. They had a bunch of that stuff. But
that also fits in with their MO. Like, they're just the kind of team that has the wherewithal to get through the one-score game if they need to. Because of how competent and how long they've been doing this.
Yeah, there's a big difference between the Chiefs' one-score games and the Texans and how they look. You know, simply because they have had some moments and not the weapons offensively, the Chiefs. And the Texans, even the Jaguars, was it the Jaguars game where you think they had a shot?
Yeah, they absolutely did, down to the final possession.
Yeah, but even at that one.
That was back-to-back weeks of down to the final possession and
but
having a shot.
But even the Jaguars looked like they were kind of in control of that. And so it's like I find it very hard to kind of go down that path.
Right.
Because we know what we're looking at.
No, for sure. And that's one of the things. Like, these things are kind of cool, but they're not by any means the end-all be-all, and you have to use context. However, I do think it's just fun to look at, and I would like to run you through some of the biggest jumpers or fallers in this. When it comes to one-score games, I mentioned the Chiefs would have three more wins if they had their one-score games flipped. The Texans would have four more wins. Can I interest you, or actually I would like you to guess, what team would be third in the AFC winning five more games than they currently had, or at least going into
the AFC.
In the AFC.
I'm going to say, wow.
Five more games.
Ravens?
The Ravens would win two more. They'd still be 3-3, interestingly enough, okay. Which speaks to just how bad they were. Can I interest you in Aaron Glenn's New York Jets?
Oh, boy. They're going to be running with this like crazy up in New York.
Hey, that's the McClain special right there.
That is.
I did not realize they had lost so many one-score games.
It makes so much. It's all coming into view now because they even the one where he was doing the Earth, Wind, and Fire, that was a one-score game. They had a Thursday night or a Monday night they had that was real close. I mean, he's been right there.
And yet nobody is even close to feeling like, oh, man, the Jets.
Yeah.
They're so close. Like, it does speak to, however, how much those records kind of, I don't want to say obscure our sight of what the actual on-field product is at times.
Yeah.
But it's hard to, like, really keep in context what those teams actually are because sometimes the record will take you entirely away, either positive or negative, from what a team is. The team that I hold up with this, was
the Pittsburgh Steelers
that started 11-0, man. Yeah. It always makes me go, I'm like, nah, the record is not saying what this team is.
Mm-hmm.
The other way, the biggest fallers, if one-score games flip, there is one team that has the most games that they would lose if the one-score games flip, and it is actually in the NFC.
Okay.
A team that...
That got to be the Eagles.
That's ding, ding, ding.
Yeah, that's it.
They would be 1-6.
Yeah.
If they lost all the one-score games that they won, or I mean, if the one-score games flipped, that one feels like it actually says something about that team, though.
I think when you're lucky that way, it does say something. Like when you're unlucky, like you have the one-score games and you're constantly losing, it kind of says that you don't quite have that something that can push you over the top. I think the Eagles, it's also kind of a compliment, you know,
in some ways
because they've found a way despite being really bad to go ahead and win that game.
Right. Yeah. The curiosity for me is if the Eagles can do the thing that it seemingly they've done a few times in the last few years, which is find their stride. I have the entire standings here where Cincinnati would be 0-7 if the one score games are
I was gonna say the Dolphins would be like winless, right?
The Dolphins would be 3-4, interesting. They'd have two more victories than they had than they've had to this point.
You know what's scary about tomorrow night's game?
What's that?
If the Dolphins win and the Texans lose, and I know that Lamar Jackson is coming back, but
that is great, and he's excited to get out there on.
So it's not likely, but as big of a joke as the Dolphins have been, if they win and the Texans lose, they'll have the same record or they'll have the same number of wins.
Records are fun, man,
dude.
But they're also
the Dolphins.
a couple of more interesting ones that I just wanted to mention real quick. The Niners would be 2-5 if those one score games would flip, which maybe speaks a little bit to what this Niners team is, even though, you know, we want to say it's a good team. And then Tampa would be 2-5.
If those
one score games flipped.
Well, see, that speaks to what I was saying about
that's
the
Baker.
Eagles.
Like that's Baker exactly. And the grittiness and the resolve that team has. So again, the
one score
games.
I think it means
games.
More when you win those because you have something to go ahead and do it than when you lose those.
Yeah. I think I could see that. I could see that. All right. Appreciate you rocking with us here on a Wednesday. Been a fun show to this point. And we're always appreciative to D&M Auto Leasing for giving us the opportunity to sit down with our fellas, our fine fellas of the drive, Clint and Ron. Fellas, how you living?
Living good.
Mm-hmm.
Living good. Coming in and listening to ITL a little bit.
Uh-oh, we in the crosshairs already?
Got
Let's go.
Good. I like
in the crosshairs.
Let's get it.
I like it.
In the crosshairs. Let me get my notes here.
Okay, very good.
Pull up the old notes.
He hadn't taken notes since freshman year at Arkansas.
Yeah, that ain't no lie, right? That ain't no lie.
Looking like Carly Ursay Gordon
over here.
Yeah, Carly Ursay Gordon over here.
Here's the deal. That's right. Come on. Hey, here's the deal. Figgy, don't listen to these cats, man.
Call them dogs?
Call that damn dog.
Really? Okay.
Call that damn dog catcher. We all deserve.
I caught the tail end of that.
We all deserve to have freedom from dogs chasing us, from random dogs walking in our yard, having to shoo. If you got to shoo them away from your damn doorbell because your ring camera keeps going off, hey, man, call that damn dog catcher.
I brought this up during the break, but one of the dogs actually pooped right on the side of my grass right there.
No.
Yeah, man.
Because who are you going to tell to come clean up their dog?
Yeah, you don't even know.
I ain't telling nobody. I'm going to tell you, whoever's doing it, they know that dog's out.
Yeah. Like, it's a wild dog.
That lady down the street from me.
Yeah.
She knows that damn dog comes off that porch and chases my ass out in that street every time I jog by there.
Yeah.
She knows it. Yeah. She just don't care.
Yeah.
She just don't care enough. There's a German Shepherd around the corner that chased me and my wife two different times.
See, that's a different thing. That's why I asked them, are they aggressive? Is it aggressive? Because that's a whole different thing.
Well, I ain't had one get aggressive like all the way to. Now, they'll chase me. Yeah. But when I stop, they stop.
Okay.
The most aggressive one I said had was a Chihuahua. But that
was about right.
Yeah. That was little buddy just got out.
Yeah.
These right here, just there ain't a fence on the property.
Yeah.
And I'm like, hey, man, your dog, you got to tell me you're sorry twice a week.
Yeah.
Hey, man. Yeah. And everybody don't like them dogs the way y'all do, man.
Yeah. Don't be sorry, be better.
Yeah, man. Come on, man. Don't be sorry. Be careful. I'm calling that damn dog catch on your ass next time.
Yeah.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver. Ready for honest conversations about thriving in midlife? Listen to and follow my new podcast, Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.